It's 9:04 the time, the Mornings with Ed show. A very, very good morning to you. We happen to catch these people on the sweet spot. Run River North is the band live in studio today. Currently, they're on their Lonely Weather Favorite Sweater Tour. They played last night in Southern California. And then again, tonight, they're in San Diego. And then they've got a busy schedule up ahead. Phoenix tomorrow, Dallas the following day. We're going to talk to them and then and get their whole story in just a few minutes. Right now, I'd love for you to hear them live. So, from the Monsters Calling Home Part 2 EP, please welcome Run River North to our Julie Lawton Studios. This song is called Wake Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. Sunday morning back at my place. You could sleep late, I don't mind. Break some eggs, make a mixtape, and let it play like 20 times.
I ain't got no money, but I got lots of time.
So let's spend a little, live a little, cause every day the sun will rise.
One, two, three. Wake up!
Come smell the roses, oh, come take your time. Dead for a moment, set heaven on fire. Same life, same skin, wear it out, I hope it fits. The sun is coming up, I think it's time to wake up. Monday morning on the freeway, run a bit late, I don't mind. Break my back, make a mistake, another day I'm getting by.
We ain't got no money, but we got lots of time.
So let's spend a little, live a little, cause every day the sun will rise.
Two, three, wake up!
Come smell the roses, oh, come take your time. Dead for a moment, set heaven on fire. Same life, same skin, wear it out, I hope it fits. The sun is coming up, I think it's time to wake up. Ain't got no money, but we got lots of time. We ain't got no money, but we got lots of time.
One more time.
We ain't got no money, but we got lots of time.
We ain't got no money.
Yeah, Sally, we ain't got no money.
We got lots of time.
Come smell the roses, oh, come take your time. We dead for a moment, set heaven on fire.
Oh,
say. The sun is coming up, I think it's time to wake up. Zizz up, come take your time. Dead for a moment, set heaven on fire. Same life, same skin, wear it out, I hope it fits. The sun is coming up, I think it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Wake up. I think it's time to wake up, Laguna Beach.
Run River North. Alex, Sally, and Daniel in our studios live. That song was called Wake Up. It's off of the Monsters Calling Home Part 2. EP. They've got a show tonight at the Casbah in San Diego. For our San Diego listeners, make sure you get out to the Casbah. We're going to hear another song called Mr. Brightside. So once again, live from our Julie Lawton studios here, KX93.5, this is Run River North.
Coming out of my cage, doing just fine, gotta be down. I want it all, it started out with a kiss. Did it end up like this? Only a kiss, it was only a kiss. And now I'm falling asleep, she's calling a cab. Having a smoke, She's taking a drag and they go in her bed. My stomach is sick, it's all in my head. She's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go. I just can't look, it's killing me, and it's taking control. Jealousy, it's turning saints into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny, it's calling me. Open up my eager eyes. I'm Mr. Brightside tonight. Yes, I never
is Run River North. I could not love them anymore. My goodness. Let's have them come on here for a conversation. But while they're walking in, I do want you to hear something else. This song is called Monsters, Run River North.
Is it your bedtime yet?
Yeah.
Did you forget to turn the lights off again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it something I said that kept you up in your head, that made the shadows grow teeth and take away your sleep? Are you afraid of the dark?
No.
Did you forget to check the lock on the door?
What? Twice.
Was it a creak in the floor that kept you under the covers and never called for your mother and made you run for your life?
You know I came to save the day. I intend to stay. My claws
are coming out.
I got my cape on. Superheroes do, about to take off. Out into the blue, I'm always on top. Never gonna lose, you know I won't stop. Coming after you. You know I won't stop. Coming after you.
Is there anyone there?
No.
Did I forget that there was only one chair?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it easy enough? Just you and us, but now the voice outside kinda sounds like you.
You know I came to save the day, and I intend to stay. My claws
are coming out.
I got my cape on, like superheroes do, about to take off. Out into the blue, I'm always on top. Never gonna lose, you know I won't stop. Coming after you.
monsters in your head don't tell you what to do. Don't be scared of death. Death will scare you. Monsters in your head don't tell you what to do.
The band is Run River North. Alex, Sally, and Daniel in studio with us. A very good morning to you guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Getting ready for a big tour.
Yeah. Well, you started the tour last night. It kicked off last night. How did it go? How did your opening night go?
It went...
Alex crowd surfed.
I did.
You crowd surfed?
Really? He did with his shirt off. So it was pretty...
During Monsters.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Right on.
It was a blast.
That's the way to kick off a tour.
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it. Tonight you're in San Diego at the Casbah, and you have a really, really busy month up ahead, right? Then you go to Phoenix and then Dallas after that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for it?
I hope so. I think we're just, you know, it's in it for the long run, so you got to... Eat right. And
right.
You gotta
sleep right.
And then let it out at the shows.
Sally's all nodding. Yeah, sleep right. Sleep right. you got to sleep in the car on the way to these destinations is the
everything.
Thing.
It's rest up.
And avoid the fast food. We talked about that out in the lobby. Get some good stuff in you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the second song I heard, which was, for me, that spoke to the soul there. Mr. Brightside. Tell me about Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, it's, before even the band back in college and in high school, I mean, the Killers have always been one of my favorite bands.
Right.
And I would play that song acoustically, loudly,
right,
kind of as close to the real original version.
Right.
And at a certain point, after a couple of years, I got really tired of it. So I knew the chords, I knew the song in and out. So I just slowed it down and I found this other emotion. And I've always held on to it. And then when, you know, we've had some violin players in our band, and then having Sally kind of bring that female vocal to it, I just think it's such a good song and there's so much to mine out of it. And again, I'm always just pointing it back to the original, and it's obviously it still holds up, so it's just great to hear it in a different way.
Well, the way I was thinking about it while you're playing it here, I'm thinking that's like going to the moon and bringing back moon rocks, man. It really is. It's like, okay, you know what? It's there. Yeah. The moon's been there, but we never got rocks from that moon.
Wow.
Now we got them, man.
Cool. That's cool.
That's what that was like, dude.
Thanks, Ed.
I loved it. I loved it. And the very first song we heard out of the gate was Wake Up.
Yeah.
Tell me about Wake Up a little bit.
Yeah, Wake Up is a song we were songwriting with a lot of different people, and then we had this one session. It was going to be in the Valley, which we're all from, in the San Fernando Valley in LA, and his name is Nick Anderson. We're like, okay, if it's in the Valley, it's down the street, we'll go.
Right.
It's the
from
last
the Rex,
one.
Right?
Yeah,
he's famous from the Rex, right? Yeah.
So we met up, and he's like this mad scientist, and we just got in the room, and we just kept making like these awesome left turns, and then these like bad pastes is what we called them. We recorded, oh, what does that sound? Whatever, keep it in. And then at the end of it, we came out with this song. And it was towards the end of like a lot of songwriting. So we had no idea that it was going to be the song that we wanted to kind of push out.
Right.
And it's just grown a life of its own. We found a great music director in Shaheen Kayani. He's this really talented kid. And he took us out to the desert. And we did this huge music video. Looked like it cost, you know, tons of money, but he's just a wizard at it. Now we're just pushing it to radio and trying to make it the song that people kind of dip their toes into Run River North, and then you can come in and see the rest of our collection.
Well, that's exactly what it did this morning. So it was the first song you played out of the gate. I dipped my toes. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I'm sold, man. I'm sold.
Yeah.
And I want to mention something about working with Nick, that he will challenge you to step up your game, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it is all those left turns that he takes and stuff.
Yeah.
You worked with Hansu Kim?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about Hansu Kim and working with Hansu Kim on a video.
Yeah, Hansu Kim, I knew him because of his name, because it's so Korean.
Yeah.
And I saw it on a Wild Reeds music video, and I love what the Wild Reeds have done, and so I was like, oh, I gotta find who he or she is, and then I find out it's a dude, and we meet, and we find out we're mutual fans of each other's work, And he had done a video where he had this professional skateboarder who was a blind skateboarder do this video with Adidas where they taught blind kids how to skate, and then they made help them build their own skateboards.
Right.
And he came to me, and I came to him saying, I want to do a music video with you. I think I love your style. And he said, why don't we just do something a little different? I want to tell a story. I think you can teach your song Wake Up to Blind Kids. And then with that, it was like we just kind of on the day of made some game day decisions, and it turned out to be this moment when it wasn't really about like promoting the song or like promoting the band. It was just like being there with the kids,
right?
And it felt nice,
right.
And Hansu's just good at, you know, capturing moments without like getting into it,
right,
getting in the way. So that's it.
Yeah, when you know what, when you do something for other people, it just feels right.
Yeah,
it really does, man.
Yeah.
And the three of you seem to be the types to me that's what your life's about, man. You were formerly a band of six.
Yes.
Did it take time to find a comfort zone when you pared down to three? Was that a transition that was hard to make, or
yeah,
did you immediately find that zone?
We've downsized to three probably about 3 years ago, and right. I feel like just now we're hitting our stride. And
right.
So it definitely was a transition. We kept lying to ourselves saying we're okay, but it feels like finally we're running. So
well, it certainly sounds like you're running right now, man. It really does, and I can't wait until our listeners in San Diego and then Phoenix. We got listeners everywhere, so I can't wait till listeners in San Diego and Phoenix and Dallas, and then you're making a run through the South and then back east as well.
Up East Coast and then through the Midwest and then to the Pacific Northwest.
And then
January.
You're back in Southern California on February 28th to close out this tour, right?
Yeah, at the Echoplex.
Now. Oh, what a great spot. What a great spot. Now, Lonely Weather Favorite Sweater Tour.
Yeah.
Tell me, who came up with that?
I did. I felt like it was a good tongue twister. I felt like we really have... Okay, so we have a song that, again, we wrote with Nick called Lonely Weather.
Right.
And it's about seasonal depression. And again, it's all these left turns.
Right.
And we really love that song as well, paired up with Wake Up. And
right.
It felt like we were just in this groove of like, record a song, let's put it out there, record a song, let's put it out there. But we needed to take some time for the song Lonely Weather.
Right.
And we felt like it was the perfect piece of merch to have, like a sweater. If you're going to be touring in January in Buffalo, New York,
right,
might as well bring some sweaters for people to wear. So.
Exactly. So, yeah, no kidding. This morning when I was getting ready at home to come in, I thought, well, should I put on a sweater?
Yeah.
I was like, should I wear an ugly sweater?
Yeah.
Or,
there's so many options.
So, Monsters Calling Home, part two.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-song EP?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about Monsters Calling Home, part one, and what made you go into a part two instead of a different project entirely? Does that make sense? Did the question make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well... What happened was...
Sally, anytime now.
She's still waking up. After we downsized to three, we potentially wanted to change our name back to Monsters Calling Home. That was our original name before Run River North.
Right.
And we had made the decision kind of based out of fear, because Monsters of Men were kind of blowing up, and we just wanted to like get some space away from that.
Right.
And there was some low-hanging fruit from changing our name away from Monsters. And after, you know, going through... the breakup with the other three members and just realizing like not caring so much about what other people think and just really enjoying it. We really love the name Monsters Calling Home. It had a big, great story. So instead of changing the name, we decided to name the next whatever projects that we were going to do.
Right.
And we felt like volume one was this like dipping our toes into a couple different genres and different like moods.
Right.
And then volume two is just kind of like that, taking all those dance steps and just going onto the dance floor with what we have. And so it feels like this nice transition for our fans to follow and for other people to kind of like take baby steps into what our new sound is like.
So. Yeah. I do want our listeners to find you. I swear I want them to find you wherever there is music. And the name Run River North, where'd you come up with that?
Well, Daniel and I had started a blog before we did the music where it was called Run Rice Boy Run, based on like Sigur Rós and... some other stuff where we trained for the marathon, the LA marathon.
Okay.
And we would, you know, post about our runs and our meals and about our time. And I felt like as we were thinking of names to change from Monsters Calling Home to Run River North, we like the idea of rivers. Our pastor's daughter's name is River.
Okay.
And there's like a big story with her and her sister and her brother in one of our songs, and it's just it felt like just good words that we can kind of like live into.
Right.
And then after we decided the name, was like this journalist just kind of came and was like, oh, your music is kind of like that, and it kind of changes and it's got ebbs and flows and dynamically. We're like, yeah, that's exactly why we picked the name. So it felt good.
So speaking of marathons, I trained for a marathon for a year.
Okay.
So first I ran 12 miles and then I ran 16 and then 18. Every day I'd run a little different, and then by a year later I was already in Cleveland.
Wow.
I ran from here. I should have made a turn somewhere, man.
You went north, man.
So is it possible to write music while you're on the road, or are you just way too busy?
I feel like you're always writing. I think if you're thinking of like writing a complete idea or a complete song, it's a little daunting.
Right.
But I feel like the road is a great place to kind of like pick up certain vibes and pieces.
Right.
I just really tend to not want to write full songs because it ends up being about like being on the road and like... you know, missing home. And there's only so many of those songs you can take.
Right.
But I do think the feelings you get when you're on the road, when you're driving and it's like, you know, 3 hours of nothing, there's some things that come up that I think if you take that feeling, whether it's in lyrics or like a melody, and you take it back home and then you mix it in with like Nick Anderson, you're probably going to come up with something crazy and weird. So.
Way to put your finger on it.
Yeah.
Way to put your finger on it. Alex, Sally, and Daniel, the band is Run River North. There's a show tonight at the Casbah in San Diego. And last night they kicked off their tour. So they've got about another month, a little bit more than a month of a tour going on.
Yeah.
We'll catch them back when they're here in Southern California in LA on the 28th. How do our listeners find you?
We have our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, and Sally and I work at a coffee shop, different coffee shops in LA. You can find us there. We'll be hanging out. But yeah, Run River North at all the socials.
Right.
It's usually us talking to everybody.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. We're
I feel like our demographic, we're a little bit older for it, but like we're learning. So if you want to see some, idiots like trying out TikTok.
It's really
TikTok. It's really bad TikTok. Yeah.
Now, this is the first I'm hearing of this TikTok.
Yeah,
is this TikTok?
What is this?
Alex, Sally, and Daniel, Run River North, thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for a fantastic live performance.
Man.
And we'll look forward to seeing you back in studio when you get back.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely.
Have fun on tour.
Thank you.